This Lent, Dan Anderson and I are going to focus on a couple of spiritual practices that build up and sustain Christian community as well as followers of daily Jesus, of the way of Jesus in their daily lives. And those include gratitude, making and keeping promises, telling the truth, hospitality, and discernment. And let me begin by talking about what gratitude is not. Gratitude is not glossing over pain and suffering and feeling like we always have to be happy and up. This past Thursday night at the Lenten series, we started to talk about and explore this spiritual practice of gratitude, and Jeff Kidder's name came up as someone who is both going through suffering, pain, and dislocation, and yet is still able to see what God is doing in his midst. He is not Pollyanna. He is telling us, those of us who are following his Caring Bridge site, what is going on, and it is so hard. He has had to leave his music ministry, which gives him life. He was serving as our Sunday night music director until he was diagnosed with a very aggressive form of lymphoma this fall. But he's had to give up that music ministry. He's had to go through chemo. He has had a hard time harvesting white blood cells so he can have a transplant. And yet in the midst of this, and while acknowledging all these challenges and hardships, he is also able to give thanks for the ways God is working through doctors and nurses who are ministering to him, for that wonderful warm week and enough time between chemo treatments where he was able to go on a walk every day, for all of you and all the prayers and financial support that you've given him and his wife, Kristen. In her book, Living into Community, Cultivating Practices That Sustain Us, Christine Pohl notes that a capacity to be thankful in the midst of hard times requires acknowledging that we don't know the whole story. We are living it before it's complete. And that we are thankful for the presence of God and faithful persons in our lives. Gratitude is a crucial way in which death and destruction do not have the final word and cannot finally define us. Gratitude is a central spiritual practice for followers of the way of Jesus because our lives and everything that we are and have is a gift from God. Ultimate reality is a gift from God which cannot be earned, acquired, or purchased. When we know that everything is a gift, we can be constantly grateful for the people around us, for shelter, for food, for a kind word, for a sunny day, for snow, for the first signs of spring. Entitlement and envy are the opposite of gratitude. People who know that they are loved deeply by God are able to rejoice with others when good things happen to them. They can celebrate with others. Thankfully, there seems to be a lot of interest in the practice of gratitude in the culture, and I am thankful for that. I'm seeing more blogs exploring how we all can be more grateful, more practices put out there in the public square. And yet, like everything in America, gratitude can get commodified. We begin to see everything from a Twitter feed with the hashtag grateful to gratitude bracelets, shirts, and journals. Now, none of these things are bad in themselves, but the critical difference between a generalized practice of gratitude and the spiritual practice of gratitude is that Jesus's followers recognize the giver and source of all that we are and have, who frees us to be part of an economy of generosity in which our lives and material and financial resources are available to others rather than being closed off. In other words, gratitude isn't all about us. Today's gospel story about Jesus' temptation in the wilderness or desert is preceded by the story of Jesus' baptism. As Jesus comes up from the water, the Spirit of God descends on him like a dove, and a voice from heaven says, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." I imagine that knowing he was God's beloved gave Jesus the strength and the grace and the courage that he needed to face those incredibly difficult temptations in the wilderness, including the temptation of bread, some bread when he was starving. And the fact that these temptations came right after his baptism and before his public ministry began meant that this was a time in which Jesus' very identity as God's beloved was both challenged and strengthened. Each week, we celebrate the Eucharist together, a Thanksgiving feast of remembering God's faithfulness to us throughout the ages, including the gift of Jesus. We pray that God would feed us once again with spiritual food so that we can then go forth into the world as Christ's ambassadors Monday through Saturday. In Greek, Eucharisto means I give thanks. As Jesus' followers, gratitude is at the very center of who we are. As Karl Barth put it, for those of us transformed by grace, gratitude is not merely an act or an attitude. It is our identity. What gets in the way of gratitude? Many things. Fear, stress, individualism, self-sufficiency, competition, consumerism, feelings of inadequacy, self-pity, envy, busyness, which doesn't leave enough time for reflection, among other things. While striving for excellence and success can be a very good and important thing, it can also lead us to overlook or undervalue the small things, things as they are, the less fantastic things and people that God works through every day. As Dietrich Bonhoeffer observed, we pray for the big things and forget to give thanks for the ordinary, small, and yet really not small gifts. How can God entrust great things to one who will not thankfully receive from him the little things. 2 weeks ago, Dwight talked about the rapid, dizzying pace of change in America these days. Americans are experiencing more social fluidity, isolation, and socioeconomic stratification than ever before. Sociologists have noted a trend of seeking one experientially satisfying experience after another, never fully satisfied. This plays out in every sphere of our lives, including dating and relationships. And in his book, Modern Romance, Aziz Ansari talks about an app, and this really exists, where if you're in a bar or a restaurant, you can see if there's somebody better looking than the person you're on a date with in that same establishment. Please don't die, Dwight. I don't think I'm ever going to date again in this world. Unbelievable. In the Lenten series on Thursday night, members of our faith community shared simple things that they were doing this Lent to stay focused on the spiritual practice of gratitude. They included going off Facebook or fasting from Facebook for Lent, taking time in the morning to pray and prepare for the day rather than rushing into it, and taking time at the end of the day to reflect on where God was in that day and what was life-giving and life-taking, and then over time to look for patterns. One person talked about putting away her cell phone when she took her dog out for a walk so she could just be present to her neighbors and herself and the world around her. I'm also fasting from Facebook this Lent, and things that make my life feel crowded in the hope that I'll have more space for silence, for listening to God, for reading and reflection. And I'm also discerning constantly what's most important. What are the one or two things God is calling me to do that have kingdom value in the long run, rather than just getting scattered and pulled into so many different things? In the silence that follows, I'd like you to think about two things. One, for what are you grateful? And two, what might a deeper practice of gratitude look like for you right now? Amen.